Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Very good morning to you, Lillian Gray.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. You are the director of the Lillian Gray Art School, founder, and just tell us a little bit about what it is that you do and what's the plan for the next couple of weeks or so.
Sure. What I do is quite a vast question, but I'll just quickly, I am extremely passionate about teaching art and most importantly, teaching art history to children, to adults, and making the artwork, art world really accessible and fun for people to engage with. So we're quite a unique art school. We don't just teach craft, I'd say. It's much more fine arts. We've got various mediums, pottery, printmaking, photography, painting, oil painting, and we're trying to expose the children to as many mediums as possible while also exposing them to the great art history, artists of South Africa.
It's okay, I'll suffer
so
from
I'm
the
really
same
passionate
thing.
About teaching art history.
Yeah, and tell us why it's important to know about art history. I mean, firstly, it is fascinating and so colourful.
Yes, I think that, you know, we've got our great old art masters, I'd say, in South Africa, like Bemba Sokoto, Willie Bester, Irma Stern, that had to navigate the tumultuous terrain of apartheid. And against all odds, these artists succeeded and told stories that were really important. I believe in understanding history, we have greater empathy and understanding, and for today, it helps us resolve really problematic issues and not repeat history. And then we've also got our newcomers, which is like Nicholas Klobo, Mary Sabanda, John Nafangejo. That's all, you know, rising in the art world right now and creating narratives and stories of the current political and social situations in South Africa.
Mm.
So I think it's really important for the kids to understand all of this.
And it's interesting in South Africa, you get the feeling that you have those who appreciate art and those who don't appreciate it. And I feel that those who don't appreciate it are maybe not being exposed as much as they should to art, and why it's important for you, important for your soul.
Yes, I think that the art world has been very exclusive and maybe a bit stuck up. And I think I'm trying to break down that barrier where you could walk in from anything, from a paint night to a history lesson to a more complicated technical lesson or workshop. And I think art is all these things. It's something from meditative state of just creating to mastering craftsmanship and skills, but then also understanding the history and that you're standing on the shoulders of giants.
Mm. And I mean, I'm a big fan of art for all sorts of reasons, but when I take it down to my children, they are, you know, hyper and incredibly artistic. And it's so wonderful watching them get totally immersed and focused and just watching them calm down when they pick up a pencil or a brush.
Yes, it's very meditative. Your right brain actually likes repetitive actions and it really calms us down. It's the same as doing yoga or deep breathing and really getting into the zone and being present. I think it's much harder for kids now to really be present with all the constant stimulation that they are faced with.
Mm.
I once had a kid at holiday school that just wanted to double-click on his painting and fill the background with color. And I was like, no, it doesn't work that way. You actually have to pick up the brush and paint the background.
Yeah. So wow.
I mean, it's just...
I remember talking to a friend of mine in London. They were just saying that they have to take kids out to farms so that they can see the animals, that they can relate to them in the shopping centres. And we kind of, art has become that when, it, you know, in relation to social media, that there's no sort of reality, is there?
Yes, I think it's just quite interesting when my oldest daughter was 4 years old, you know, they're in this world where they read about leprechauns and rainbows and unicorns. And I remember us being on safari and she was in the safari truck and she saw a giraffe and she was so excited and she just turned around and she went, I knew giraffes were real. And I thought it was hilarious. But for this 4-year-old, she just couldn't discern about what was real and what was not. Yeah. It was all just, you know, Tooth Fairy and Father Christmas all together in one box.
Lovely. And for kids, I mean, how, if they're self-conscious and they feel that they can't get into this, I mean, I should imagine it's not too difficult to convince them that anyone can draw.
I'm a very firm believer in the 10,000 hour rule. Mm. I think that art is a massive dance floor. It's not just a tight rope. I think there's a part of art where you need to learn and master the skills and, you know, teach yourself how to draw, but that's not the entire story. Mm. A lot of art is brain gymnastics and learning to observe and see the world around you. And we are all observing, and we all have a perspective and a story, whether you're aware of that or not. So I think a big part of art is teaching you how to see what you're seeing and how to communicate that.
Mm. And how do people learn? And also, I'm asking because I'm interested. I'm not at all artistic, and it really, I'm disappointed in myself that I'm not. And I know it's something that you've just got to start and then perfect and practice and practice and practice. How can people get going? I mean, obviously, they can get in touch with you, tell us how they do that, and tell us also about the YouTube channel.
Yes, our YouTube channel has a lot of free content. I really started focusing on YouTube during COVID when I realized there was such a massive need for the children to be able to access these things online. So we've got a free drawing course, which drawing is like the foundation of art, of most mediums. We've got a free drawing course. We've got free artistry lessons. We've got step-by-step art projects online. There's a lot of different things available there to start with. And I think art, there are building blocks. There are specific building blocks that you need to have. It's like building a foundation to a house. Mm. So I always start with the seven elements of art. In the same way in science that we've got elements of life, we've got elements of art. In the same way that you bake a cake, one cup of sugar, two eggs, one cup of flour, you can also bake a painting. You just need to know which ingredients you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful journey, and it can absolutely be taught. It's a learned skill.
And how do they find you and how do they find the shop?
So liliangray.co.za, you can register for weekly lessons, adult lessons, kids lessons. We start teaching from the age of six until 88, or how old you ever want to be. And then there's obviously everything free on YouTube, which is the Lillian Gray Art YouTube channel.
Lillian Gray, thank you very much for talking to us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.